Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of Q&A, Questions and Answers with Koloff. And the format of this show is the opportunity for my guests to ask me questions. So I'm typically the one asking the questions, but on this show, we flip it around, we reverse it. And today, Brad and Sharon Kimberlin on the show with me today. And I have no clue, what kind of questions they're going to ask me. But great to have you guys on the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Nikita. Having us.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here. And, you know, before we, of course, let's just do that before we jump into the questioning. Brad, plumbing, Mr. Reuter, you got a plumbing business. You guys work together. You've done that for many, many years, right?
Yes.
How many years have you guys done that together?
22.
22 years, Mr. Reuter, located in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
That's correct.
But you service a pretty wide area there.
Yes.
In the Concord, Kannapolis, and surrounding areas. And
Definitely. And
Sharon, so working with your husband for 22 years, is that had any challenges with that at all?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I thought for sure you could, no challenges at all. It's just been smooth sailing the whole time. So, well, I mean, marriage in itself is challenging enough, right?
Yes.
Let alone working together. So, do you guys, let me ask you a question, Sharon. Do you guys ever, since you work together, and I know you do different aspects of the business, but do you ever find that you do need to take a break from each other since you're together that much? And do you find that?
Oh, yes. You know, I need to go run this errand. I will be back soon, honey. I love you. That's it.
I love you. I'll be back, right? Well, and that's just life, right?
Yes.
Do you find it more... How would I phrase it? Would you say more challenging? Like you know, a lot of couples can't work together. They've said to me, I couldn't work with my husband or I couldn't work with my wife, and it has nothing to do with loving them. I mean, you know, I love my wife, love my husband. We just can't work together, right? Mm-hmm. But you guys have made it work, and so for our listeners out there, what? If there was one little nugget, Sharon, that you would say that you made it work, what would you say that nugget was?
Oh, prayer. Press into the Lord when that occurrence happens, whatever it is, that conflict. Just, Lord, what do you say in this? And, yeah.
So, conflict resolution.
Yes.
At the foot of the cross.
Yes.
And, Would is there something that you would add to that, Brad, or would you just agree with it? Is there a nugget for you that has made a catalyst that's made it work?
Well, basically, when we put Christ in the center of our business, but just we submitted to what God gifted us both with, and kind of stay in our own lane. You know, she's gifted to do far more things than I am. I'm just kind of the technical and physical guy, but she does so much behind the scenes that God just spoke and said, look, you may want to do this, but this isn't her gifting. You stay in your lane. You do what you've been called to do. Let her do what she's been called to do. And together, y'all can make the whole work.
That's great advice. So let me summarize it. We're going to get to these questions here. Let me summarize by saying, so what I'm hearing is she's the brains and you're the brawn. That's what I'm hearing.
Pretty much.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, let's flip it around. Let's have a little fun here. And whoever wants to go first, go ahead and throw your first question out to me.
Okay. I want to ask, how does fitness, your training now, differ from your training in the past before the Lord, like in your wrestling days, your workouts? How do you put the God in the workout now?
That's a great question, Sharon, because there's definitely a shift and for a couple reasons. One, my age, I know I look a lot younger than I am. I'm kidding. But definitely my age is a factor, but the Lord is also a factor. That's a great question. Because I have been now consistently, and I've taken time off here and there. I mean, a week here, a week there, or, you know, if I've traveled overseas and didn't have access to a gym, you know, I maybe had to do air squats and push-ups as opposed to bench press and dumbbell curls, right? So I've had to learn over the years, depending on the setting, situation, where I am on how to adapt. Let's just start with that, okay? And consistently, 50 years now, a half a century. Man, that sounds like a long time. I guess because it is, right?
Yeah, it's getting
there. 50 years I've consistently been in the gym. So way back when, especially during, let's just say, the wrestling days, where I might spend 2 or 3 hours in a gym, like daily, like an hour on one body part, and I might do 4 or 5 different exercises and 3 or 4 different sets per body part, all of that has shifted and changed to where now I tell people I'm not trying to impress anybody when I go into the gym. Like, for real, I'm not trying to max out with a 500-pound bench press or any of that, right? I'm just trying to maintain and take care of this body, and which I'll transition to how the Lord came into the picture. So where I once would go into the gym to try to impress myself and how I looked in a mirror, as well as impress others, once I surrendered my life to the Lord, I come to realize, one, my body's not even mine. You know, Scripture says, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, you were bought at a price.
Right.
Your body is the temple that houses the Holy Spirit, and it's not even yours. It's His. And so the body's now, the way I view it, is on loan to me. And so I have a mandate, I feel, to do the best of my ability to take care of this body. When it not only exercising, but eating and just that whole picture, right? Mm-hmm. And so my motivation now when I go to the gym is more to honor the Lord with this body that He's given me than it is to go in and try and impress myself or anyone else when I go into the gym. Does that make sense?
Does that
answer the question for you?
Yes.
So that's a great question. I don't think I've ever been asked at all before. That's a great question. Awesome. Brad, what you got for me?
Oh, you ready for some spiritual questions?
Sure. Yeah.
This is something that's come up lately, and it keeps coming up for a change. So for some reason, so it's always nice getting another viewpoint of it. Men or women, submit to your husband.
Okay.
I see so many people taking that to an extreme, to kind of put women at a lower position.
Okay.
And instead of honoring their women and or the wives, and you know, showing the love of Christ to them, how would you address that with someone who's just browbeat on women submit to your husbands?
Yeah, I think, I mean, even just that word submit, I think on both ends, you know, the enemy tries to twist everything, right? And the word submission seems to have such a for whatever reason a negative context to it, right? Like oh, I'm not going to submit to you, or I'm not going to, right? But nevertheless, my view on that would be that for a man, it's not that you're an authority over the woman, in my view. It's that she's a helpmate, but she's there side by side.
Right.
It's not her being under your thumb or right. under a man's thumb or under a husband's thumb. It's recognizing, you know, as we have said, as you have said, she has gifts and strengths. I have gifts and strengths. Let me honor the strengths that she has and brings into the marriage. Celebrate the differences, because there's differences in every personality, every person, every marriage, right? Let me celebrate the differences. And just recognize as the husband, as the man of the home, yeah, I'm the spiritual leader, but that doesn't mean I'm a dictator.
Right.
And she's under my rule, you know, because she's in my home. No, it's we're in partnership here, just like we're in partnership with the Lord, right?
Oh yes.
As the bride of Christ and Jesus as the bridegroom, right? Yeah. We're in partnership with Him. He's the head of the church. The man's the head of the home. But we're working together, side by side. And so even and then for the woman, in my view, it's having a level of trust that my husband's hearing from the Lord. And even if I have a difference of agreement with him, if I submit to that, if he misses it, then hopefully he's man enough to come back and say, honey, I'm sorry. I missed it. I thought I was hearing from God, but I missed it. Or for the wife to say, man, I'm so glad you heard so well from the Lord on this XYZ, whatever the decision is, right? Fill in the blank or whatever. But more than anything, I guess I would summarize to say it's not a dictatorship. I'm going to lead, but I'm going to lead. I'm going to be a servant leader in my home.
Sure. Yes.
So I'm going to lead by serving. I'm going to serve my wife. I'm going to serve my children and take that approach to the marriage, that approach to the family. But more than anything, we're in partnership here. We're side by side. It's not me ruling over you. Does that kind of answer the question and helpful?
Oh, yes.
So... good. That's okay. Good. Another question, Sharon?
What is wholeness to you?
Wholeness. Well, that's a good one. I mean, that kind of that would lead into the vision God gave Lex Luger and I in developing Man Up Conference and developing Man Camp. Mm-hmm. He gave us the scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, to be whole in spirit, soul, and body. And so... what our focus is through the conferences and through the camps and even just conversations outside of those settings is really to encourage men and women to pursue being healthy. This kind of ties into the workouts, right? And
right.
The eating. Being healthy spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, and the goal being whole is if I recognize that there's some of these areas of my life that I'm fractured or that I'm wounded or that I'm hurt or that I'm maybe uneducated on is a couple things. One, educating myself on what I'm lacking in these areas of my life, you know, what's missing, and then be willing to receive, whether it's receive counsel, like let's say counsel in marriage or counsel in the area of health and wellness for me physically or pursuing a deeper, more intimate, more passionate relationship with the Lord that would help me be, that would help enable me to be whole in these different areas. And recognizing that there's areas in my life that need improvement, that I'm not, you know, that I'm not healed, or I'm, you know, I've got wounds, or is that address it, or we can expand on it?
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
That's helpful. Yes, it's that body, soul, spirit connection. I know I came from being disconnected with my body from past pain, like you spoke about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is. That's great.
And I found, I'll tag some, that's good, because I'll tag something else onto that, and because what I found is if I'm suffering in one area, like I'm not healed or whole in one area of my life, let's just say, you said body, soul, spirit, let's just take my soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm an emotional wreck, or I just know I'm not mentally whole, or I haven't fully submitted my will to the Father. So, right? Mm-hmm. If I haven't fully submitted it, then I'm not whole, right? And so if I recognize that I'm suffering in one of these areas, it will affect the other areas. It will affect me physically. It will affect me spiritually. And so my focus, I need to focus on on not just one particular area. I need to focus and balance all of these areas and evaluate my own life. Do an honest evaluation, look in the mirror, and say, am I whole, healthy, healed mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically? And if I can admit that I'm lacking in one area, then be willing not only to admit that, but then work on it.
Yes.
That makes
sense?
That's
good, yes.
Yeah. So that's cool. All right, Brad, time for one more question. You got one more question
for me? All right, let's go to some wrestling.
Let's do it. Come on. Wrestling, let's do it.
If
any
decision choices that you made earlier in your career that you wish you had done differently?
Whoa. That's a great question. You know, I look back on my wrestling career with of course, fond memory.
Sure.
I mean, the unique way that I broke into wrestling with no experience, thrown into the fire, you know, thrown into the ring in Dorton Arena, having never been in a ring.
Right.
On television, no less, in front of a sold-out crowd, and I say a heated building. It was summertime, and it was hot in the Dorton Arena, And so if I think about the launch of my career and then you might say the meteoric rise to, if you want to say, stardom, grateful, thankful to have experience both as a good guy and a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Grateful for the career I had in the NWA and WCW and traveling to, I went to Japan several times, Kuwait in the Middle East, over to Guam and Saipan and Puerto Rico, and I recently did a podcast for one of the largest, if not I think the largest, Spanish-speaking podcast on the planet. Some great questions about Puerto Rico, of course, up to Canada and all over. Never won the world heavyweight title,
yep.
Although I had many, many matches against that blonde-haired guy that would go, woo! Right? I'm sure all the listeners might know who I'm referring to. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man and walk that aisle. Well, I walked that aisle many, many times.
Right.
Never walked away with the 10 pounds of gold. I don't necessarily regret that. In fact, on two different occasions, he offered me the belt, and I respectfully declined. I'm probably one of a handful of guys who ever turned down the world heavyweight title. The other thing, if I look back and say, well, you know, if you did a reboot or a reset, you know, it might have been fun to get in the ring at WrestleMania with Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All the fans tell me that would have been a major draw and would have sold, made a boatload of money.
Sure.
Had Hogan and I had a run with each other. And so just thinking back, I mean, you know, you kind of think of those things. But I summarize all that to say I really no regrets on my career. Okay. Even the way I walked away, at age 33.
Right.
Again, very unusual in the sense of not only how I broke in, but how I walked away from wrestling.
Right.
And little did I know, though, 11 months later, I would find myself at the foot of the cross. Mm. I would find myself at an altar, surrendering my life to Jesus, 17 October 1993. And then the last 28 plus years, now the Lord using wrestling as a platform to take me all over the world and spread the good news. And so
yes.
I'm grateful that I had the success I had, but all of that honestly pales in comparison to what I've had the privilege of doing the last 28
right.
plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
yes.
right.
Great questions, guys.
Yeah.
Great questions. Very unique questions. I don't know if I've had those before. Well, guys, thank you for coming on the Q&A with Koloff. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having coming in the studio and just appreciate your friendship.
Yes, thank you. Thank you
for
having us.
Awesome. Well, join us again for another episode of Q&A, Questions and Answers with Koloff, where you get the opportunity to ask me. Hey, if you'd like to submit some questions, go to koloffforchrist@gmail.com, and perhaps you'll get a personal phone call from me. And you and I can talk directly, and I can answer your questions. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you. If you've enjoyed the Man Up radio show and or the Man Up podcast, well, guess what? It's time to man up TV style. That's right. You heard me. 2022, the Man Up TV show, the Man Up show on MorningstarTV.com. That's right. Tune in, dial in to Man Up on MorningstarTV.com.
This is the Truth Network.